times a person went into town every week, you know. You might ask them, how do you do that? How? Or you might say, how many times do you do it? Or you might say, how often?
How often?
Sure.
Are you in town?
Sure. And then someone might tell you, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to vote for him. And you say, I'm not.
Neither.
Again? Yeah.
I say, I ain't vote for him either.
Okay. Now, these next things on here are just for pronunciation. I don't expect any, but these are, I just want your pronunciation of the words. Now, this up here is my...
Brains.
Yeah, and right on the outside here is my...
Hard.
Yeah. And this is...
Yeah.
And if I didn't shave, I might grow a...
Beard.
And this is my...
Ear.
Lip. My lip.
Oh, lip ear.
And this is my...
Right.
Yeah. And then this is my...
Mouth.
And down here is my...
Throat.
And the front part up here is the... What do you call, ever call that name?
Goozle.
Goozle, okay. And then the thing, like you said, the throat is here and the goozle's here, but all the way around it would be the...
Neck.
Yeah. And then this is one...
Tooth.
And two...
Teeth.
Yeah, and above the teeth are the...
Upper...
The things the teeth are stuck into, the pink thing.
Gums.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and this is the... My hand, it's my...
Thumb.
Yeah, and I make a...
Fist.
Two...
Tooth.
Two...
Double fist. Two...
Or two...
Tooth. Fist.
Okay. And you might talk about your wrist and your elbow and your shoulder as, say, I have pains in the...
Pains in the wrist, yeah, or in the elbow,
yeah, you
shoulder.
You might call that your joint.
Joints?
Yeah. And then...
I have plenty of them. Yeah. I have arthritis.
Okay. I was going to ask you about that. That's a word that's coming up pretty soon. Right, this is my...
Chest.
And these are my...
Shoulder.
And this is one...
One hand.
Two.
Two hands.
And this is my...
Knee.
And the whole thing is my...
Leg.
And this is my...
Foot.
And two...
2 feet.
All right. And then you get kicked here. You get kicked in the...
On the shin?
Yeah.
I don't know what you call it.
It's fine. And then back here, this part of your leg, you know, and like if you're out looking at your tobacco plants and you're looking at the bugs, you know, and things and the blight or something on a tobacco plant, you didn't want to sit down on the ground. You might sit down on the back part of your leg like this. You'd say you're sitting down on your...
Would it be your thigh?
Yeah, or... Sure, it would be the back part of your thighs. You might call it your haunches or your hunkers?
Haunches, I like it.
Okay, what's that?
Haunch.
Okay. Now, if a person had been very ill for a long time, very sick for a long time, and then you saw him and he looked awfully white and pale, you might say he sure looks...
Looks bad?
Yeah.
Bad color?
Right. Now, would you ever use either puny or peaked?
Oh, yeah. Very often.
Which
looking
one?
Peaked or puny.
Okay.
Bad health.
Right. And if a person was able to, say, lift up the back end of a wagon all by himself, you'd say he's really...
Stout.
Okay. And if a person is very easy to get along with, you say he's really...
Easy to get along with.
Yeah. Say he's very...
Nice.
Okay. And a young kid, maybe a teenager, is always bumping into things. Seems like you can't walk into a room without knocking something over. You'd say, he sure is.
Overblown.
And if there was someone around, let's say you had a helper who, no matter how many times you tried to explain something,